Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Moss reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cocos moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield fires to first and has Rivera trapped. There's the throw to Young, who tags Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Elliott reaches third base with a triple. Wirtz scores. Moss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Young reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth is walked intentionally. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunter scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krasnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Krasnick reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive towards the mound. Littlefield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige now pitching. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mealy. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Mealy steals third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kokos strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Roy Sievers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krisnick hits a fly ball into left field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Sam Dente pinch runs for Tommy Byrne. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Wilson moves to third. Dente moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Wilson scores. Dente moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krisnick hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Tom Wright pinch hits for Red Wilson. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Sheely now catching. Luis Aloma now pitching. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cocos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Cocos trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.